On the Record with Gavin Riley on News Talk.
Kelly Harrington stepped into the ring at 6 a.m. this morning and three minute rounds later stepped out of it as an Olympic gold medalist. An incredible fight saw her become just the third Irish boxer to win an Olympic gold, joining an exclusive club with Michael Carruth and Katie Taylor. Off the balls, Aisling O'Reilly was down at Portland Road this morning where the fight was being shown on a big screen, and she got the reaction from Kelly's family after her historic win.
She's done it!
Oh, there's some neighbours, some crowd. Can't thank yous all enough.
And it seems like she's done a lot for the area. You know, even in the pandemic, we were watching all her videos and she was out helping everyone, doing the workouts and the exercise.
Yeah, that's what Kelly is about. You know, that's what she's about. She loves helping people. And it shows.
It shows,
yeah.
And what a fight. It was probably her best fight I've ever seen her fight in. Did you get to watch it? Did you?
No, I was out the back. Yeah. No, I just heard all these up here. And I knew then she'd done it. Yeah, unbelievable.
And will you get to speak to her now, probably a little bit later?
Yeah, she'll ring us now in a while.
We don't know.
Yeah, she'll ring us in a while. It's all over now. She done it.
This was her dream. Did you always know she'd be an Olympic champion?
Yeah. She always said it. I'll do it. And she did. She's after doing it.
Thank you.
And seeing all the kids around here, I talked to some of the girls. Some of the girls and some of the young lads said, I'm going to get involved in boxing now.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. That's what mean the most to Kelly. You know, obviously, the gold medal in the Olympics is unbelievable, but when she sees the pictures and the videos of these young kids and girls just in front of the screen watching her, that's what it'll mean.
Like, Kelly would want the kids to be confident and go their own dream. It doesn't have to be boxing. It can be whatever they want in life. Be confident and go for it. That's what she wants to get through the kids.
And when I pulled up today at about 5 a.m, Hakuna Matata was playing out over the speakers.
Yeah, up the road. It was it's lovely. Yeah. I don't know where she pulled that one out of. It's a cracker, isn't it?
Hakuna Matata. We may have to play out the show with that later on, just for the occasion. Off the balls, Aisling O'Reilly there talking to Kelly's family this morning, and her mother not able to watch the fight. She sat out the back garden for it this morning, just unable to actually watch her daughter fighting, but then coming in for the celebrations. Off the balls, Owen Sheehan actually had a great stat. It's just the second Olympics and the first since 1932 that Ireland have had multiple different athletes win gold medals at the same games. It's hugely successful for our boxers and for our rowers and for everyone who was there. We have on the line former Olympic boxer and now analyst Michael Dowling. Mick, an incredible fight this morning. I suppose as someone who runs a boxing gym in Dublin, you're coaching young kids. Like, tell us what's the interest among young kids like, and what is this going to do for the sport?
Well, Sean, it's not just a good morning here in Ireland. It's a great morning. It's a wonderful achievement. What it's going to do for amateur boxing is, what I've done when Michael Carruth won it and Katie Taylor won, it will certainly cause a big influx of youngsters into clubs. And already I have been getting calls during the week. I had one dad who was ringing his 7-year-old daughter, wanted to join boxing, and I'm a dad, so I don't like to see kids, especially young 7-year-old girls taking punches. But there will be an influx of boxers, aspiring young fighters coming into the clubs, no doubt about that.
Absolutely. Her and Katie have both kind of changed the game on that front. Let's talk about the fight itself. She obviously lost the first round 3-2, and we're told so often when you lose the first round in boxing, particularly at the Olympics, it's really hard to come back from that. So what did she do? What did she adjust?
Well, I suppose it's like in a hurling or football match, you lose the first half, but it's all about who's ahead at the finish. And Kelly, of course, was. She's a very, very clever fighter. She's not a fighter, I suppose. I should call her a boxer because that's what she is. She doesn't fight. She boxes. And she's so clever. And like any good team, she does not take punches. She doesn't let the other team score goals. She picks off her punches very, very nicely, very cleanly. Her footwork is excellent. Her thought process is always very, very good. She seems to know what her opponent is going to do before they do it.
And that probably extra crucial today, because whatever about Ferreira being a boxer, she was definitely a fighter.
Oh, definitely a fighter. Yeah, she was the big hitter. And if there was going to be a knockout, it was going to be Ferreira, was going to be the winner. But Kelly Harrington is just too smart for that. She's really good footwork. She outthinks, she outsmarts her opponent all the time. She is what we call a switch hitter, to people who are not familiar with that. She can box as a southpaw, leading with her right hand and her right foot is in front, and then she switches over to orthodox with her left hand in front. And she is one of the very few who can do that well. And when she does that, she can really confuse her opponent, who they don't know whether she's coming with the left or whether she's coming with the right, and you're looking at the left but you get hit with the right. So she's a very, very clever kind of fighter, and if I had the fighter in my day, I would hate it. I would dread fighting somebody like her.
How skilled do you need to be to do that? Because it's so rare you see it, even as a casual fan, that someone can switch as often as she was, even within rounds.
I would often tell my young boxers at the gym, no, don't be switching if you're not really good at it. You have to be good to switch. Because if you make a switch to, let's say, from southpaw to back to orthodox, and you're not good at it, you could get nailed and you can get knocked out. And I've seen that happen. But she's well capable. She's as good with the left as she is with the right. She's very, very good at it.
What have you made of this Olympics as a whole for Irish boxing? Obviously some disappointment, but still two medals in the bag and a rare gold.
Well, we had seven fighters out there, and we've done exceptionally well. And it's many years ago I suggested that, look, if we were moaning about not winning medals in the Olympics and moaning about it, and I said, look, if we want to win medals, we've got to put money into it. We've got to look after our athletes. People laughed at me. They thought, you can't pay boxers, you can't pay our athletes. Well, they laughed at me then, but I was right. And we now do look after our athletes. We do prepare our teams properly. And as a result, we are getting good results. And, it takes me back to when I was going myself to Mexico Olympic Games. The ITGWU, which is the Irish Transport and General Workers Union, made Mick Dowling a lovely presentation of £100 it was then. But before Mick Dowling could get on the plane, I got a phone call saying I would have to give back the £100 because I could not go to the Olympics because I would be deemed to be a professional, and Mick Dowling had to give back that £100. Wow. So that's just an idea of how things have changed, and rightly so. I do not begrudge the present day boxers. They deserve what they're getting because all of the other nations are looking after their sports people in a big, big way.
And it has been a big change, even in a couple of years. There's a really good piece in the Sunday Times today, a profile of Kelly talking about coming home from the 2016 World Championships in Astana. And she arrived home to a part-time job and a social welfare check. In the build-up to the World Championships, she'd cut back her working hours so she could devote more time to training, getting by on €188 a week. She put together a little war chest to bring with her to Kazakhstan, and when she couldn't stomach the food in the hotel, she blew the kitty on grub. So this is something that's still evolving, particularly for female boxers.
Well, she's an absolute amazing, an amazing boxer and an amazing person. And she's brought an awful lot of honour and glory, not only to the whole country, but especially to her area there of inner city Dublin in Portland Row, who at times, I suppose, gets publicity that it particularly doesn't want. But here she has brought an awful lot of pride and joy to that particular area.
Finally then, Mick, Kelly Harrington's dad's quoted in the Mirror today saying he doesn't think she'll want to go pro. Both Michael Carruth and Katie Taylor did it after their own Olympic success. Do you think that's a road she should look at?
Well, I have thought about that, and I sincerely hope she does not. And I feel very bad about, coaches put so much time and our association put so much time into boxers and bringing them on, and then the greedy professional people step in, they take her over and they make the money out of her. Of course she would make money too, but I think if we look after her well enough, I would say she would stay as an amateur.
Okay, former Olympic boxer and analyst Mick Dowling, thanks a million for joining us on The Record.
On The Record with Gavin Riley on News Talk